Today we have a special day, day of prayer and fasting in whole world, just for one reason, to save Ukraine, for peace in Ukraine. Today at noon time I joined Archbishop Peter Comensoli in St. Patrick Cathedral, where we prayed together, because today also in Roman Catholic Church is special day. It's first day of Lenten pilgrimage. A little bit later at 5 p.m. I had Zoom prayer with 130 people who are helping Caritas of Australia here in Australia, but they are collecting also a lot of money to support Ukraine. They sent just for a few days $500,000 to Ukraine, to Caritas of Ukraine, to support our people, to support our nation, to support Ukraine. Today I would like to express words of gratitude to His Grace Peter Comensoli, Archbishop of Archdiocese of Melbourne, to Shane McKinley, Bishop of Sandhurst, to Gregory Bennett, Bishop of Sale, to Terry Carton, Auxiliary Bishop of Archdiocese of Melbourne, to Martin Ash, Auxiliary Bishop of Archdiocese of Melbourne, to Bishop Bosco Putur from Cyril Malabar Church, and also to Bishop Hilton Deacon, who is retired bishop. Also, I would like to express my words of gratitude to Redemptorist Congregation, who prayed together at noontime, and also we have one father from Redemptorist Congregation. Thank you to Father Lawrence Cross from Russian Catholic Church here in Melbourne. Also, I would like to thank you all our priests, deacons, religious, and faithful, because our prayer is very needed right now in this time. Also, I would like to express words of gratitude to Professor Mark Rose, to Senator David Van, to Vivienne Nguyen, to Sheikh, to Father Bob Maguire, to Tessus Dourtsadasus, sorry for my pronunciation, not good. Also, I would like to express my words of gratitude to multi-faith leaders who are here today with us. It's just one thing what we can do to pray, to unite in prayer. Yes, we as Ukrainian community here in Ukraine, we did too much. Marches, some manifestations. It's very helpful here in Australia, but we as Christians put it our hope and trust in God. Say thank you so much for your prayer and support for Ukraine.